Trump goes on Fox and Friends and says some really sort of circuitous and vague things, conspiratorial things about Obama in reference to the Orlando attack, saying something's going on. Either he doesn't know or he knows too well, or these strange things. You heard them. They're really odd things that he said. I think that he wanted to suggest something without exactly saying it. But many news and organizations interpret it as Trump, of course, going with the conspiracy theory. The Washington Post said Trump appears to suggest involvement by Obama. CBS News had a similar thing where they said something along, you know, Trump suggests involvement. Trump implies Obama connection in Orlando attack. So, I mean, given that Trump was so vague and so unspecific, a lot of news outlets interpret it in different ways. Apparently, he was particularly peeved by the Post thing and pulled the credentials for covering rallies.
The Post did change the headline, right? Didn't you guys tweak it?
The Post went from an involved headline to a connected headline, right? They changed it to be a little more precise, but they also didn't renounce the first one. They didn't say that it was wrong. They just said that the second one was a little better. So one of the problems there is that the Fox and Friends people never asked Trump to be more specific about this. So that was a problem. But yes, the denial of quote-unquote credentials is not such a crisis. You know, it means that the Post is going to have trouble, more trouble getting into his events, his big rallies and stuff. But those are pretty well covered. Those are pretty well videotaped. So even if they can't get in as just regular citizens, they'll be able to keep track of what goes on in there. And there are so many avenues of access to cover Trump, including all his old business and all his old associates, his treatment of women, and, and so on, his attitudes. So I think there'll be plenty of journalism to be done here.
Eric, it's one thing for a campaign to try to deny access to a media outlet. What are the consequences if Donald Trump were to become president and he tries to deny access because he didn't like a story?
That is a really good question. That is where the rubber hits the road. That would be a disaster, right? And that would be things that Trump would be on the hook for in his official capacity. You know, there could be all sorts of problems there and all sorts of government wrongdoing, and then the relations with Congress could investigate. I mean, there's just, it would be a disaster. It would be a civic disaster for our country if that happened. And it's clear that Donald Trump would use the resources of the government to do exactly this. I can't imagine him changing his stripes just because he was elected president. In fact, I imagine that the censorship would be more vigorous.